BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Good evening. Tonight, Balancing the Books. Why a national college providing vocational training for visually impaired students is having to sell part of its campus. And a long-established charity is telling blind Liverpudlians that their services are to be cut. Also tonight, the retired visually impaired chef who just can't give up passing on her cooking expertise. So, after all of that, it's good to hear about someone who, far from cutting back, seems to be forging ahead with her own brand of service. Jo Parsons is a visually impaired chef. She's worked for a catering company. She also taught cookery to blind and partially sighted students in Birmingham. Jo is now supposed to have retired to South Devon, but it hasn't worked out that way. Our reporter Toby Davey has been along to see her in action and found out more about her so-called pudding club lunches and her cooking with confidence classes.
I never set out to come down and actually find work. I was going to retire and maybe just do a few bits and pieces. But what made me sort of get back out there was the fact that I really miss my friends and I felt quite isolated. Brett settled straight away, but I didn't. And eventually he sort of suggested to me that I should invite a few local ladies round for lunch. And he said, there's going to be, out of eight of them, there's going to be a few of them that you're going to find something in common with. So that's duly what I did. And they thoroughly enjoyed the food that I'd cooked. And a few of us sat out in the garden late that evening talking about, you know, life. And I basically said, what I'd really love to do is set up a pudding club, but I'd like to still give something back to visually impaired people.
We're serving the puddings out there.
All of them, so none of them.
Apart from the Tunisian orange, which we've decided is probably going to be about the third pudding out. So that will be done on plates and we'll go
So that's out. The only pudding we're waitressing on?
Yes. Yeah, okay. The rest are all coming on.
Right.
Okay.
When you initially moved and decided to do this, did you find any sort of negativity towards it at all?
Were yes, absolutely, definitely. You know, offered to help with various things and was sort of, in a nice sort of way, told that, you know, best to leave the people that knew what they were doing in the kitchen, really.
You could start it with the Queen. That's a very good idea.
Quite nice, isn't it?
Oh, right, we'll do that. The Queen of Puddings.
Bring out the Queen first. That's a really good idea.
The pudding clubs have been a fantastic success. I was at one yesterday and sticky toffee pudding came up top. What was the sort of setup for them? What was the main reason for setting up the pudding clubs?
To give me some sort of self-worth and also to create some sort of funding to be able to give visually impaired people a chance to be able to come and cook in my kitchen. So the way it's run, the people that come get a choice of two main courses, one being vegetarian, and then they get to enjoy five delicious homemade puddings. And then they vote, the guests vote for their favourite. She becomes Queen of Puddings and appears at the next pudding club.
So what would you say to a visually impaired person who's wanted to take their first steps into a kitchen and doing some cooking? What advice would you give them?
I'm going to get first-hand knowledge of this, Toby, because I'm going to see a gentleman on Wednesday who is 90 years old and has been married for 66 years and has never cooked a meal because his wife has always done it. And he now wants to learn to cook. So we're going to go from basics all the way through so he can actually manage to look after himself if the need ever comes. But also, I think his wife's really looking forward to having some meals cooked for her. We'll start off with simple things. We'll start off with basically poaching an egg, making an omelette, making soup, just basic things that are nutritious and easy to do, and then we'll progress. But we'll progress when that gentleman is comfortable.
What are the sort of main dishes and recipes that people want to learn to cook?
Well, it varies from person to person. I've had I had a young lady come from Tavistock, had never cooked before. She made lasagna, she made a cheese sauce, and we turned that into cauliflower cheese. She made pavlova. She didn't think she'd be able to separate eggs because she couldn't see very well. She didn't falter on one egg. She was absolutely fantastic and actually couldn't believe how easy making meringue was. And that really boosted her confidence.
And what are the sort of responses when people have been able to cook those dishes and recipes they wanted to do? What do they say to you after the sessions?
I had a gentleman come for a lesson. In fact, he came for probably four or five and had never made pastry. He was 50 years old, was told at school that he would never cook because he couldn't see very well. And one of the things he wanted to do was make pastry. We made lots of other things as well. His pastry was perfect, and as he was rolling it out and lining his quiche dish, he said, "Look at me, I'm a great grown-up chap, and I've actually got tears in my eyes because this was something I was told I wouldn't be able to do, and I can't believe I'm doing it." What is really lovely is when you can cook for someone else and appreciate the fact that they've enjoyed what you've produced. That is such a feel-good factor. That, if anything's going to boost anybody's morale, I think that is the thing that will do it.
That's visually impaired chef Jo Parsons with our reporter Toby Davey. Well, we'd welcome your comments about that story or indeed about anything else in tonight's programme. You can now contact us directly and leave a voice message. Please leave a number as well if you'd like us to call you back. We can't always do that, but we'll do our very best. Our number is 0161 836 1338 1338. You can email in touch at bbc.co.uk or click on the contact us link at www.bbc.co.uk/in touch. And from there, you can also download tonight's and previous editions of the programme. For tonight, from me, Peter White, producer Lee Kumutat, and the team, goodbye.